I guess I feel more firm about the fact that education just has to change. At the same time, I guess it's going back to where I started, this profound disappointment with it. You know, when you get to a place in your life where you've worked in a field and fighting so hard your whole life, and then you're like, wow, I don't think I can actually beat it. Like, I don't think I've got what it takes. I think the pandemic made me know that I can definitely lead a school, and I can lead it through whatever it goes through. That I learned. But it also crystallized for me certainly what the advantages are and how we can sort of move in and, you know, create abolition within schools and all that. But it also crystallized for me how goddamn formidable the institution of education is in this country. And that leaves me with a profound sense of life disappointment. Because I've always said that we can change anything in the world in a classroom. I believe in the classroom, or I did. We can change anything. I'd say curriculum changes everything. And they put up formidable boundaries to do that. And then the whole fight that started, and I wrote a couple of articles about it, because I was staunchly against reopening. You know, like, instead, let's reopen Broadway and open those places and give those to the students, because there you can make them 6 feet apart, but don't stuff them in these old nasty schools where the ventilation systems are broken. And, you know, I was really against reopening, and I just don't know that people are gonna listen. I'm sick of having to prove what I know empirically, even personally, is the right way to do stuff in schools. And it seems like education is just a place where people want to come and duke it out. I don't want to duke it out anymore. Too bad you hadn't caught me when I was 30, 25 years ago, you know?